This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The U.S. government's effort to vaccinate millions of Americans against the coronavirus pandemic is lagging. That's according to new health officials in President Joe Biden's administration. In a statement Sunday, they held out hope, however, that the campaign to curb the virus will markedly improve within 3 months. Mr. Biden has set a goal of administering 100 million vaccination shots in his first 100 days in office. Last week, he signed orders to ramp up the production of more doses of two vaccines now approved for use and other medical equipment needed to treat those who've contracted COVID-19. The pace of vaccinations is now roughly on track to be met, which would inoculate about 67 million people, some with their initial shot and some with both of their required shots. Some critics say the pace should be quicker. The United States has now recorded 25 million coronavirus infections and more than 417,000 deaths. Both of those totals are more than any other country in the world, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. On Saturday, the U.S. reached one milestone, 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines administered. That's a figure the Trump administration had hoped to reach by the end of last month. But the Disease Control Center said that is just shy of half the number of doses delivered to the states to be administered. It's not clear why there's a lag between delivery and administration. Tunisia is extending its virus curfew and banning demonstrations for 3 weeks as it tries to slow a rapid rise in coronavirus infections. The government's also trying to calm tension after a week of protests and rioting by young people angry over poverty and unemployment. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Rescue teams in China have brought to the surface 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion that took place January 10th. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east of the country on Sunday morning. He was rushed to an area hospital for treatment. 10 other miners from a different section of the mine were lifted from underground in groups over several hours. They had established contact with rescuers before Sunday and had been receiving food and supplies. A total of 22 miners were trapped about 600 meters underground. One miner is reported to have died. 10 others are still missing. Chinese authorities have detained several managers of the mine, which was still under construction, for allegedly waiting more than 24 hours to report the blast. Dutch police said Saturday they'd arrested the alleged leader of an Asian drug syndicate who's listed as one of the world's most wanted fugitives. Zhe Lop, a Chinese-born Canadian national, was detained on Friday at the request of Australian police, and that is according to a Dutch police spokesman. The spokesman said he was detained at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport and is expected to be extradited after an initial hearing. It was not clear if the suspect had a lawyer. Tse is an ex-convict who formerly lived in Toronto. He has moved between Macau, Hong Kong, and Taiwan in recent years, and that's according to counter-narcotics officers from four different countries. In an unusual diplomatic initiative, India has donated millions of doses of the British-developed AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine that are being produced in India to neighboring South Asian nations. As the world's largest vaccine producer, India is set to be at the forefront of supplying affordable shots against COVID-19 to low- and middle-income countries. An Indian company, the Serum Institute of India, has joined with AstraZeneca to make the vaccine. Shipments of the vaccine have landed so far in Bhutan, Nepal, Bangladesh, Maldives, Myanmar, Mauritius, and Seychelles. This took place just days after India launched its own nationwide inoculation program. The vaccine will also be sent to Sri Lanka and Afghanistan after it gets approval in those countries. The low-cost and easily storable AstraZeneca vaccine is in huge demand in developing countries struggling to vaccinate their populations. But Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will prioritize South Asian countries in allowing access to its vaccine supplies. You can keep up on all of our COVID-19 stories and indeed everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, and from Washington, this is VOA News.